Hi, I am Gaurang, and this is We All Need to Save Water by Bhumija Rishi. Winter had come and all the little animals of the jungle were very excited for the Christmas holidays. The baby bear Golu asked his mummy and daddy to take him somewhere on a family trip. Where do you want to go? Some water park. Daddy knew Golu loved games and activities involving water. He liked splashing around in small puddles throughout the day during the rainy season. Yes, yes, Golu's eyes gleamed with joy. I think this time we should do something new. We should go to some place where we learn something and have fun as well. Where do we find such a place? Asked a puzzled Golu. I think we should go to Rani Ki Vav, a famous stepwell in Gujarat, said Daddy. What is a stepwell? Asked Golu. You will find out soon, replied Mummy. A few days later, they reached Rani Ki Vav. At the entrance, they were greeted by Ramu, their tour guide. Wow! Exclaimed Golu as he entered the stepwell and saw many staircases and so many beautiful sculptures on the walls. The structure was huge with multiple corridors, verandas and tanks. Ramu told Golu that the structure was made to store water. Only to store water? Is storing water so important? Asked Golu. Yes, it is, indeed. This area is a dry region. It rains very less. People in the olden days had a lot of wisdom. They knew that it was important to store water when it was available so that they could use it in the future. This stepwell was built in the memory of King Bhim by his wife Udaimati. She could have simply built a monument, but as the queen, she wanted something that would be useful for her subjects. It took 12 years to complete, but when it was ready, the people in the nearby areas did not have to struggle to obtain water. Even today, in the villages of Rajasthan and Gujarat, women walk many miles to fetch water. I am so lucky. I get water by simply opening a tap, said Golu. And you still waste it when you open the tap to fill the bucket, go somewhere else, forgetting that you had to close the tap while the bucket overflows, Golu's mummy scolded him mildly. It is so beautiful, marveled Golu's daddy in the background. Yes, it is one of the most important heritage sites in India. Recently, the image of the stepwell was printed on the new 100 rupee note. But the real takeaway that tourists learn from this site is the importance of water conservation. How? Asked Golu. The structure comprises of many layers of stairs and underground tunnels that helped in cooling or warming the water according to the weather. As we are using too much water these days, groundwater tables are dipping. Many companies based in cities are using ancient technology to build new water conservation systems. Modern-day infrastructure to save rainwater, like rainwater harvesting, is also being inspired from older technologies, informed Ramu. Daddy exclaimed, I understand. Even we were thinking of installing a harvesting plant at home, since I am concerned about water conservation too. I know a friend of mine in Italy who started a campaign regarding water conservation. The participants were required to send 3 ways as to how they conserved water at home, every week to him, and he displayed those chits on a board near a famous heritage site made for storing water. It was a very meaningful exercise. The way human beings are harming water resources worries me. We all need to save water from now on, or else we will face shortage of drinking water too, suggested Mummy. Oh no, exclaimed Golu. But you can prevent this from happening by following some simple steps every day. Close the taps when not in use. Water the plants using a mug or bucket and not a pipe. Try to use as less water as you can while washing and cleaning household items. Also, be aware of how others around you are wasting water, like in water games, in amusement parks, for example, explained Ramu. Golu smiled. I will keep this in mind, Ramu uncle. I will send you chits about how I saved water each week, and you can also put them on a board nearby. So our Golu will become famous as well, Daddy said, and everyone smiled. Good, Golu. I am proud of you. If all children work hard like you, India will not face shortage of water. No one will have to stand in long queues for a bucket of water. Thanks for all your guidance, Ramu. We will see you soon. Till then, goodbye, said Daddy as they left for home. Golu got some important lessons about water conservation and explained them to his other friends in the forest. Within a few years, no one in the forest suffered from water scarcity as they had done before. You will also like to do the same, won't you?